voted in presidential and legislative elections being held under a cloud of violence as the government, international partners, and United Nations peacekeepers sought to hold off a rebel advance. Militias hostile to the incumbent president, who is seeking a second term, have stepped up attacks since the Constitutional Court this month rejected several candidates, including former President Francois Bozize. Voters in Niger went to the polls Sunday in an election that is expected to lead to the West African nation's first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents. A smooth handover could be a bright spot for a country blighted by widespread poverty and Islamist violence that has killed hundreds of civilians and soldiers in the last year alone. Turkey's parliament passed a law on Sunday that would ramp up oversight of foundations and associations and, according to rights groups, including Amnesty International, risks limiting the freedoms of civil society organizations. The law allows the Interior Minister to replace members of organizations who are being investigated for terrorism charges, while the Interior Ministry can also apply to courts to halt the group's activities under the new law. South Korea said on Sunday it will extend social distancing measures introduced to try to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus pandemic for another 6 days to January 3rd, even as it continues to report near record numbers of new cases each day. For the run-up to Christmas and New Year holidays, the government banned gatherings of more than four people in Greater Seoul and closed down ski resorts and other tourist spots. This is VOA News. As the year end approaches, we take a look back now at some of the stories that made headlines.